Chapter 2. The Lovers Meet. Romeo came to the Capulets' grand party with his cousin Benvolio and his friend Mercutio. It was a masked party, and the young men arrived after supper. The young men were not recognized by any of the Capulets as they entered. Torches lit the room, and the floor was cleared for dancing. While Mercutio and Benvolio went off to dance, Romeo stood by himself. He watched the crowd around him looking for Rosaline. However, another girl caught his eye. Even wearing a mask, the beauty of Juliet struck the young man's heart. As he watched her dance, Romeo said to himself, "She teaches the very torches to burn bright. She hangs on the cheek of the night like a jewel in a lady's ear. Her beauty is too rich for use. It is too dear for the earth. She's like a white bird among crows. Now the dance has ended. I will go to where she stands and touch her hand. Did my heart love until now? Surely not. I never saw true beauty until this night." While he was speaking, Romeo's voice was heard by a man near him. It was Tybalt, and the fiery Capulet recognized the voice instantly. "This is the voice of a Montague," said Tybalt. Turning to a servant, he said, "Get my sword, boy. He's bold to think that he can come into this house. For the honor of my family, I will strike him dead right here." However, old Capulet heard Tybalt's angry words. He went to the young man and asked, "What is wrong with you?" "Uncle, there is a Montague here tonight. Look there." "Young Romeo, is it?" "Yes, that villain Romeo." "Let him alone," said old Capulet. "To tell you the truth, Verona speaks well of him. Everyone says he is a good and kind youth. I would not do him harm here in my house for all the wealth of Verona. Forget about him." "I can't endure him here." "He will be endured," ordered old Capulet. "I say he will. Am I the master here, or you?" "Uncle, it is a shame." "Is it? Be quiet. For shame, I'll make you quiet." Seeing the anger of his uncle, Tybalt ended the argument by leaving the party. As he left, he said to himself, "I will go, but this is not over." Meanwhile, Romeo had indeed found the hand of Juliet. Both were in masks and spoke somewhat boldly with each other. "My hand is rough and rude," said Romeo. "Yours is like a holy shrine. Let my lips, like two pilgrims, smooth that rough touch with a kiss." "Good pilgrim," replied Juliet, "you should not speak so about your own hand. Saints have hands that pilgrims touch, like a kiss."
"Don't saints have lips, too?"
"Yes, lips that they use to pray." "Oh, dear saint, a saint's touch will take away sin. Let lips do what hands do. Let my sin be taken away from my lips by yours." Then Romeo kissed Juliet. "Now my lips have the sin of yours," said Juliet in a sweet whisper.
"Sin from my lips?" whispered back Romeo.
"Give me my sin again." He kissed her again. Before they could speak more, Juliet's nurse appeared.
"Your mother wants to speak with you," she told the young girl.
"Who is her mother?" asked Romeo.
"The lady of the house," answered the nurse.
Romeo now knew that the girl he loved was a Capulet. However, he did not have time to think much on it. Benvolio and Mercutio came and took poor Romeo away. The party was over. As all of the guests were leaving, Juliet questioned her nurse.
"Who is that man?"
"He is the son of old Tiberio."
"What about that one going out the door now?"
"I think that is young Petruchio."
"Who is the one behind him? The one who did not dance?"
"I don't know."
"Go ask him."
When she returned,
The nurse reported,
"His name is Romeo. He is a Montague, the only son of your great enemy."
Thus, the two lovers learned that their love was impossible.